Time here on RNIB Connect Radio for another of our regular fortnightly roundups of RNIB Connect Voices opportunities. And this week I'm joined by Gemma Davidson, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator, to share some great opportunities for you to get involved in. Hello, Gemma. How are you?
Hi, Toby. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm not so bad, thank you very much. This week we have news about an RNIB Technology for Life event, a new volunteer role opportunity here at the RNIB, and some good news around making buses accessible for everyone. Gemma, we're going to start with that Technology for Life event.
Yep, that sounds great, Toby. So yeah, I would like to share some information about the RNIB Technology for Life online event. So RNIB's Technology for Life team offer free support and information to support blind and partially sighted people to make their devices work for them. This session will give an introduction to the type of accessibility features, apps and devices available, and how the Technology for Life team help. So this includes making the best use of your smartphone or tablet, making accessibility software such as screen readers or magnifiers, understanding the specifications of products, discovering new products that could be useful to you, troubleshooting and problem solving. So this event is totally free to attend, and the date of the event is Tuesday the 25th of April, 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. So you can register for a free ticket by typing into Google Eventbrite RNIB Technology for Life event, or you can email the Technology for Life team at tfl@rnib.org.uk. So that's tfl@rnib.org.uk, and ask to be signed up for this event.
The Technology for Life team are fantastic and very good at sorting out any technology issues you might have, which is all really good. Now to a new volunteer role opportunity here at the RNIB, which, Gemma, I think is around the e-learning courses.
Yes, that's correct, Toby. So if you regularly use assistive technology and have access to a computer or laptop, this could be a great opportunity for you. So we would love your support to help us test our new and existing e-learning courses. You will also have the opportunity to feedback on elements of the courses, making sure the context is as accurate as possible for people with sight loss. So some key points of this opportunity is this is an ongoing role and we'd like your help approximately once per month. We'll get in touch by email and phone. Occasionally, we'll meet you virtually through Microsoft Teams, and we can support you to access Teams if needed. So the role is voluntary. If you're interested in using your skills to support our e-learning team, please email joefullerton@rnib.org.uk. I'll just repeat that email again. So that is joefullerton@rnib.org.uk. So if you could email Joe with a little information about your sight condition and the assistive technology that you use.
That sounds like a great opportunity. Gemma, we're going to finish with a bit of good news around making buses accessible for everyone.
Yes, so over the years, RNIB and others have campaigned hard for this. 10 years ago, RNIB held a series of events for the Stop For Me, Speak To Me campaign, which called for bus operators to improve their access for blind and partially sighted people. Audiovisual announcements were a big part of this campaign, and even with the support of guide dogs and other sight-related charities, it seemed like there was little progress to begin with. However, the announcement last week regarding new onboard announcements helping make Britain's buses more accessible is a great step forward for blind and partially sighted people who very often have to rely on public transport. So the deadline for operators to put this into practice is October 2026. In the meantime, RNIB will continue to work with bus operators to ensure their services are inclusive and accessible for all passengers in other ways too. It's really important that bus companies ensure their drivers are educated on best practice, like always stopping at bus stops when they see a blind or partially sighted passenger, waiting to let them know the number and direction of the bus. Getting this result has been a massive group effort, but it's proof that it is worth persisting and not accepting no as an answer.
Gemma, if listeners would like to find out more about the items we just chatted about and other great Connect Voices research and involvement opportunities, where can people go to find out more and get involved?
Yep, so you can join our online Connect Voices group where we post all the latest opportunities to get involved in our work, projects, and research. We also share opportunities from external organisations who are interested in hearing from blind and partially sighted people and involving them in their work. We do our best to update the group every day. We also make sure to use it as a platform to share key insights and findings from the research that we ask you to take part in. If you're already on Facebook, you can search for the Connect Voices group. If you have any questions, then please feel free to drop us an email at involvement@rnib.org.uk. So that's involvement@rnib.org.uk. And you can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect, first and third Wednesday of the month. And the podcast is on Audio Boom also.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Gemma Davidson, RNIB Customer Voice Insight Coordinator, for sharing some great Connect Voices opportunities with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks so much, Toby.